This is something to hold molasses, I guess. They call it a stand. Somebody told me that they kept molasses in a stand.
That's a little picture of a thing you keep on the table to put your molasses in to eat at mealtime. Molasses stand. Some call them molasses stands, some call them pitchers.
And to keep a barrel together, those round things around the sides,
hoops,
and the smaller than a barrel,
keg,
and something looks like this that you pour something into to keep it from running over the side.
Funnel.
And if you can think of any words, you know, that you used to use when you were younger, I'd appreciate it, because that's what we're really thinking about.
That's the only thing I can think of. There has been a many a gourd used for a funnel, though. Take a gourd and, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir, I do. I think they're hard to grow in the
grow
garden,
on a vine.
And they're hard.
Yeah, you can cut the top off. Really, the gourd grows on a vine and hangs down. The stem's up, the handle's up. Well, you cut the end of that handle off and clean it out good, and then cut the bowl down here off, and that makes you a funnel. Got to scrape it out good and clean. Well, I think the way they done it, they boiled them first, and then they cleaned
them. Boiled them in lye soap suds.
Yeah. And that hip cut the inside out and left the hard part, you know. Then they scrape them out.
I'm talking about soap, the way they used to, you know how they used to make the soap way back under in my younger days and before.
Somebody said, I think, what was it? Ashes plus
Then have ash hoppers, make a trough cut out, and then boards up, pack that full of ashes. Put water on there and drip their own lye. That water going through those ashes would make lye. Use meat scraps and towel or anything they happen to have on hand. And
bones.
Bones too.
Put bones in it.
Put it in that lye and cook it.
You get the grease off the bones, you see. That's
out of it too. Bones is greasy. They cook that lye soap till it'd be as thick as molasses. And then when it get cold, it'd be thicker. Mm-hmm. Use that to wash with. Yeah. I'm telling you, it'll sure eat your fingers when it's new.
It's really powerful. Would the bones and everything cook up?
I've seen Mama have to wrap her fingers up before she could get through washing and just eat them till they'd be so bloody. Mm-hmm. When her soap was right new. It'd soon quit that, though.
Mm-hmm. And how did you keep liquid in a bottle? What did you put in the top to keep, say, in a some kind of stopper for
cork?
Mr. Cork.
And did you don't hardly ever see corks no more. A screw got a screw top now these days.
Did you ever have a glass thing to put in?
Stopper?
Oh yeah, stopper. Glass stopper. But they usually had a little thin piece of cork around them.
Yep, been all along there.
And different things that hold, well, different kinds of bags and sacks. Would you explain that?